not only not just created, but human life is learned. L-E-A-R-N-E-D. Human life is learned. So if you keep people ignorant, that the level of their beneath intelligence will show us the level they are beneath. They are beneath human life. So if you rob people of the intelligence they need and of the interaction they need to become intelligent human beings with other human beings who have learned. So that's what God says he taught Adam. Huh? But he taught Adam. So you know, many people who read scripture, they'll never get it when they read that God taught Adam. He created a man and then he taught that man. They won't get it. But the revelation came again to make it even clearer and plainer. Allah says, Muhammad, God says to Muhammad, and it's in the chapter of our holy book called Ar-Rahman, he says, the merciful God, Ar-Rahman u'allam al-Qur'an. The merciful God taught the Qur'an to Muhammad. Wa khalaq al-insan. And created the human person. So without the learning, you don't have the high life, the great valuable life that God created you for. Human life is learned, are discovered. Your experiences with your brain and your sensitivities discover more and more of the life God wants to be you, in you, and to become you. The birthplace for human, pardon me, the birthplace for human life is community. This story I read, I think it was by Margaret Mead, anthropologist. This story I read of them finding a boy among animals who was not human, just living like an animal, imitating the animal. Is the story of a boy that never had the opportunity to live and develop in a human group or in a human family or in a human community. For after all, no matter how small your family is also a community. The family itself is a community, a family community. Yes. So this child didn't have opportunity to grow up in a human community. He grew up with animals and thought itself one of the animals and had no more than animal existence or animal life. Community concerns have moved certain special individuals, prophets, messengers of God, certain special individuals to go up or to ascend the mountain, to climb a mountain like Moses did, like Muhammad did. Also, and to go up in the mountain, also Jesus Christ went up in the mountain. Isn't that something? I read the Bible. Jesus Christ also went up in the mountain. Why go up in the mountain? To get a more complete picture and a clear picture of the community that they belong to. We're not blessed with wings like eagles. We can't just pick up, fly way up, you know, and go across town like an airplane. So we never get to see, get a good full picture of the place where we are living. An aerial photograph or shot is much better than one we snap down here. You get on a plane, you go up on a helicopter, you go up high, and then you can get an aerial shot. And you can shoot down here with the wide lens camera, and you can see much better how we look down here than us down here just seeing from this level on the ground. So those that want to go up into the mountain, they want to see better the whole picture But just like God has made it possible for you to ascend physical heights and get a better physical fitness, God has also made that a sign of the possibility that He's given you also to ascend spiritual heights and get a better spiritual picture, a human picture of the spiritual life of the people, and come back down and feed that life with a much bigger and better picture of it, therefore a much higher appreciation for it too. Huh? Yes. All right. So thank God for those special thinkers among us, like Moses, like Jesus Christ, like Muhammad, peace be on them. Some of our mothers, you know, they helped us out a lot. They picked the language from the language environment of their time that they thought would best get us to go forward and to stay right. Stay right. I used to hear mothers say, you don't have to hear it anymore. Some of our mothers would push us and they would say to us, boy, set your mind on something worthwhile. We need that again. We need you mothers to start telling our boys that again. Son, set your mind on something worthwhile. It means something of importance. Something of permanence. Not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. The reason for most of you being here with me today, under this beautiful tent, isn't it beautiful? We got this from a Christian preacher. He was moving on to bigger things. So he didn't need a tent anymore. So we are following him. Did you hear me? We are following him. And right now we enjoy this beautiful tent. And on this American holiday, it's white, red, white, and blue. We didn't go looking for no red, white, and blue tent. We ain't that sentimental about being American citizens. But this was the tent he had for us, and he bought it. It's the only one he had. And he gave us a great, great bargain. Great bargain. You're here on this Sunday. Sunday. And thank God the sun is shining. I'm looking at it out there. Sun is shining. And on this Memorial Day event of CPC, Collective Purchasing Conference, Comtrust, LLC, Limited Liability Company, property. This property belongs to our company. How many of you all own this company? Raise your hand. What? Really? Well, this is really a CPC gathering. Now, you know what I mean. I don't mean you own it because your brother will love for you what he loves for himself. I don't mean that. Now, if you raise your hand because you believe, you know, my brother is mine. My brother is mine. Depend on your character. We don't share with a Muslim brother if his character is too bad. I'm going to ask again. Don't you jive me. I want to see the hands of those who put some money and got a share in CPC. Oh, thanks. Wonderful. Let me give you a hand. Your imam didn't do what he did before praying many prayers to God, asking him to guide to that that he approves of. Because if you don't get what God approves of, you're going to lose it, sooner or later. And no matter how long it be coming, you're going to lose it. Yes, you'll lose it. So your imam prayed a lot, many prayers for this before investing one penny or 1 cent of money into it, from his pocket or from your pocket. I prayed much for this. I have faith in God. I know that that I pray for and God bless me with what I ask for, if I remain dutiful and don't change and spoil my own nature, God is also my protector for that. So this is not depending on Imam Debbie Dean Muhammad to protect it and on you investors to protect it. It's in God's charge. It's in his charge. He will protect it. And he will give us assistance in many ways and from many places and persons that we are not even aware of. You are here because you are for individuals and families getting and keeping a life that is worthwhile. Yes? See, we can put religious meanings and religious interests in many kinds of expression. But when you get down to the, you get to the heart of the matter, this is what we want. And God promised us just that. A good life and a productive life. That's what God promises the sincere one. In Christianity, in Judaism, in Islam, God promises the sincere one, if they will do the right thing and have faith in him, faith and good works, he promises them life and a good life and a productive life. And a productive life. You didn't come here to have somebody invite you to what's causing the people of these towns and America and other places to shed tears, have them fearing tomorrow. Will tomorrow be worse than the day? You didn't come here to have that. You're here because you are for community having a life that says it is a livable life. And tomorrow will be better and bigger.
Yes, sir. That's right. Right.
And believe me, if I didn't have that hope and that belief in me, you wouldn't see me today. And a lot of the things I can be doing that will satisfy and please me. I don't have to be out here talking to you under this tent. No. The purpose that brings me here is much bigger than this tent. Much bigger than this audience I'm looking at. Much bigger than Markham, the town I've grown to love since I've been here. Much bigger than Chicago, the city of my life, city I lived my, most of my life in. Much bigger than the United States of America. The plan that God has blessed us with, that we call CPC Contrast Grace Line, it will live if we will stay with it, even if America falls and is no more existing. This that we have is capable of surviving the death or fall of America. Because it comes from the God that's bigger than the whole creation he made. And it comes from a plan. Comes from a plan that God gave man, his messengers, his servants, that is bigger than the plans for any nation's existence and future. It's bigger than the plan for any nation and that nation's future. Now let me tell you something about your government, the United States of America, and your government leaders who are wise in the government. They don't want you to just be conscious of the government as the living condition or the protectors for the living condition that you want. They want you to be conscious of your religion. They want you to be conscious of your Bible. They want Muslims to be conscious of our holy book, the Quran or the Quran. Because they themselves are in something bigger than the political idea we call the life of the United States of America. They also are Christians, and some Jews, and some Muslims. And the numbers are growing. The numbers of Muslims are growing in government, in the government of the United States. The number of Muslims from outside this country and the number of Muslims that were in here for now over three centuries, yes, as people, as citizens, or as subjects in this land, the number is growing. We're getting more and more numbers from Muslims, both indigenous, us, African Americans, and also those who changed their citizenship, left their nation and took up citizenship here in the United States of America. The numbers are growing, and very impressive numbers in the government of the United States of America. Very important, significant positions are being held by Muslims in the government of the United States of America. And I mean no area is left out. Business, politics, money, financing, whatever. Sciences, everything. Muslims are growing in the leadership of the American people in the structure we call the government. The government. A new day. Certainly, this is a new day. Continuing now, the spirit for community life establishment. We are very different from most people on this planet Earth. I'm not talking about Africans. I'm talking about African Americans, not Africans. African Americans, we are very different from most people living on this planet. We are, as I said when I was a young man in my early 20s, preaching for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my father, we are a new people on this earth. We are new people on this earth. Before our coming to life as a people in the new world, there were no people existing exactly like us. We may look like Africans in our physical picture, like many Indians look like Indians in their Asians in their physical picture, but they're not Asians. They are Native Americans. So we might look like Africans in our physical picture, but we are a new people. I told you the human being cannot be human until the human being learns how to be human. And you can't be a people until you learn how to be a people. The scripture speaks of a people that are no people. I'm giving you the exact words of scripture. A people that are no people. Like saying a man that is no man. And sisters, I like a little humor sometimes. I'm sure some of you right here in this audience right now, you got a man that is no man. Don't please don't identify yourself. Don't clap, don't bear witness too loudly. We don't want to know you. We don't want to put your have your man see you and know. Don't please. But I know anytime you find this many together, there's some female with a man that's no man. Slavery, that peculiar institution of slavery that Brother Daniel Mujahid, and thank you, Brother Daniel Mujahid, for your great support, your great spirit, your great words, motivating us to have faith and do more. Thank you, Brother Daniel Mujahid. Great man in the cooperative world. Big man in the cooperative world. And we are blessed to have him as a member of our society. Isn't that wonderful? Allahu Akbar. God is the greatest. Yes. So, a people, if they are separated from their traditions, separated from their history, separated from their culture, separated from the language even, that they spoke before they were separated by slavery, those people can be so thoroughly cut off from their previous learning environment that they become, again, no people. Now, we know man in his savagery, a man in his primitive life, during the primitive times of man's existence on the planet, man was no people. Though he had the body of a man, he had the pattern, the physical pattern for the growth and development of a man, he was not a man because he was not yet enlightened. He had not yet learned the life that he's supposed to have yet. So we became no people. We were just slaves. And a few of us remained human because we had some contact with good human influences coming from individuals. All whites weren't devils during the time of the South mistreatment of us. All of them weren't devils. Some of them didn't like what their own people were doing. So some of us were fortunate to have contact with good human influences from individuals and also from writing. And it helped us stay in touch with our human spirit. So though we were not establishing the human life, we were still having the human spirit. And many of us just had the tenacity of willpower, the tenacity of will, to resist all attempts to make us ignorant and inhuman. And though we did not have learning, we were ignorant. But we had respect for our human life. And we held on to it in spite of those cruel centuries that were designed to make animals of all of us. Yes, but intentionally done or not, that existence in its raw and in its worst form was designed to make animals of all of us. But God gave us a human soul, and we who kept the human spirit to live the life of our human soul, we kept our humanity, though we could not have it as a people. Today we're free to congregate. As I was telling the Muslims here in Chicago, I spoke at the 45th Arena. I was telling them there on our weekly day of congregation, Jumu'ah day. We call it Jumu'ah, means congregation day. I was telling them there of how we have been cheated out of a life and cheated out of a job, a life that God created us for, and a job that God created us for. A big job. A job that requires numbers from different families, not just one little small group, but it requires numbers from families to get together and help establish and plan a future for all the people. So we were deprived of that, and we have to awaken. We have to be awakened to that. American, African-American, African-American people. Now, this goes maybe not set so well with some of you all. It's not pleasant for me. It's painful for me. And many of you feel the same way I do. But a lot of you will be hurt by what I'm going to say. We are still no people. We're no people. If we were a people, we would have property like people have. We would have our life in our own hands like people have their lives in their own hands. Chinese won't let you take the life, a Chinese life, out of their hands. The Irish people are not going to let you take the Irish life out of their hands. But we never had it in our hands. And we don't know that now we're free to get our life in our own hands. And we're still letting other people have our life in their hands. That's shameful. Especially when you awaken. And we're not sleeping anymore. We are awake. And it pains us to see a whole people's life in other people's hands. We're going to change that. My father was determined to change that. And before him, he was influenced by other African-American leaders who were determined to change that. And his son is just as determined as he was to change that. And God is the one that has fired us up to change it. We can't give it up, even if we want to. Sometimes I get so much trouble in my personal life, I think of just throwing my hands up, you know. I say, oh, this is too much. I'm too burdened to take on all this other responsibility. But I can't do it. I can't give it up. That's just a flashing thought. It's in like lightning and gone. Then the sun comes on. And it doesn't flash. It just stays there.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.